You're listening to a special production of the Northwest Area Foundation. I'm Clay Scott. In this segment, we'll learn about First Peoples Fund, a remarkable organization based in Rapid City, South Dakota. They've been in existence for 20 years, and in that time, they've honored and supported hundreds of First Peoples artists and culture bearers. Their work enhances the crucial role Native artists can play in supporting economic growth, as well as in sustaining the culture and traditions and the well-being of Native peoples. Through this important work, with its emphasis on arts as an entrepreneurial driver of good jobs and financial capability, First Peoples Fund furthers the impact of the Foundation's strategic grant-making framework. It touches on all four of the framework's interlocking portfolios of grants, at the same time as it demonstrates the interlocking connections between them.
The different ways you tell story is, you know, I think really has a lot to do with, you know, your cultural roots too. And I believe that all of us come from really indigenous roots, you know, and that we have to go back and, you know, honor those ways we told our, you know, stories.
That's Lori Poirier. She's the president of the First Peoples Fund, but long before she was with FPF, she was already thinking about innovative ways to strengthen Native communities through culture and arts. Growing up on the Pine Ridge Reservation, she told me, she felt that she had her feet in two worlds, the world of Western education through her parents and the world of traditional Lakota culture and values. But Lori says she also felt that the communities she grew up in and the culture and traditions that defined them were misunderstood, underserved, and often overlooked.
And when you know that, you know, 0.02% of all funding in philanthropy goes to Indian country, you know, so, and you know how many billions of dollars go out in philanthropy. And then you look at the distribution of that and you see the percentage that comes into rural. And then you look into that and you look at the percentage that comes into culture, you know, and arts. So really the model of First Peoples Fund, if you really think about philanthropy and what it is and how that wealth is distributed, you know, to Indian country, we're set up to fail. But that's not acceptable, right?
It's that attitude, Lori says, that refusal to be daunted by obstacles, that has characterized the work of First Peoples Fund for the last 20 years and allowed the organization to continue to grow while being consistently effective.
So for us, you know, with all those systems in place, you know, to not support you, to not, you know, give you the resources to help you build these tribal economies and the work that we do. So we just kind of plow through it like anything is possible, you know, and that's really the work at First Peoples Fund, is that you have to really educate and teach yourself, you know, about all of those systems.
And that's exactly what Lori and the staff of First Peoples Fund have done. Jeremy Staub is an enrolled member of the Santee Sioux tribe, and he's FPF's technical assistance manager. He also leads trainings as a business coach. He remembers the first time he saw the FPF model in action.
That really kind of struck me. This is different. You know, this is something else. And that's what drew me to First Peoples Fund years ago. And it's the values that they discuss in the curriculum and using that as the foundation of developing your business and really using it to help you to create your personal vision of your arts business. And how does your personal values and community values influence you as a businessman and women? So really evaluating these questions, you know, the first time I was exposed to First Peoples Fund, and it really, you know, I bought in immediately.
In particular, Jeremy says, he was struck by the realization that the business coaching, training, and grants given to artists was quickly translated into what he calls economic momentum for the broader community, with impacts beyond the individual artists and their families. The key thing for tribal economies, Jeremy told me, is not only for people to learn the ins and outs of finance and banking, but to be able to pass that knowledge along. First Peoples Fund has helped foster that knowledge and helped create that momentum in multiple ways, through trainings and business coaching for Native artists and through a variety of grants and fellowship programs, including the Artist and Business Leadership Grant, the Community Spirit Awards, and the Cultural Capital Grants. On a recent visit to the Pine Ridge Reservation, I had a chance to meet Cultural Capital grantees Scotty and Juliana Clifford, who, along with their son Scotty Jr., formed the acclaimed alternative rock band Scatter Their Own. Juliana says financial support to artists by First Peoples Fund can have a ripple effect in Native communities. She uses this metaphor to describe her family's life as traveling musicians.
We take our family on the road, and like we like to say, we pack up our teepee. We're a modern-day Lakota family. We literally chase buffalo, which are the gigs, and we teach our children how to hunt by touring. As a band, and as parents, we really try and bring culture with us on the road.
I spent the weekend in the clouds with such an unreal beauty.
Financial support from First Peoples Fund, says Juliana Clifford, can be absolutely crucial. But even more important to Indigenous artists, she says, is the recognition of their work and of their role as culture bearers. One such culture bearer recognized by FPF is Gus Yellowhair, a member of the Northern Cheyenne and Lakota Nations. Gus travels to schools across the Pine Ridge Reservation to pass on traditional knowledge to young people, including knowledge of the Lakota language. He's known for his traditional art. He uses a distinctive pictographic style to decorate teepees, drums, and sweat lodge covers.
Well, first of all, it's some teachings that were passed on to me by not only my grandfather, but my grandmother, my father, my mother, you know, uncles and aunts, those traditions. And so I feel those are important. And just not just Lakota, but other nationalities as well, you know. So it's important to me to keep that history and culture traditions alive to the best of, you know, my ability and best of my knowledge.
Culture bearers like Gus, says Laurie Poirier, are not just successful artists. As FPF finds ways to help tribal economies through individual artists and entrepreneurs, they're also trying to nurture a generation that is rooted in the past, but looking toward a future with no barriers. And that, says Laurie, is what First Peoples Fund is all about.
Hey,